Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, it has become quite easy to get a pet rabbit these days as more and more retailers and even farm stores sell them for as little as $10. What happens when the fun of the pet rabbit runs out? A local nonprofit is seeing an influx of those dumped rabbits, including more than 450 since the start of 2021.
Joining us in studio, Rachel Crisafulli, a foster and adopter through a local nonprofit, Dolly's Dream Home Rabbit Rescue. Rachel, great to have you on KMOX.
Thank you. We're so happy to be here and have the opportunity to talk about rabbits and how everybody can help us out.
I can tell you from experience that I really enjoyed Bugs. He was awesome. We had him when I was a kid. It was a French lop-eared bunny. He was cute as can be. He got pretty big, not huge, got big, and we loved Bugs. And we're really sad when we lost Bugs, but it was with us for many years. And a great pet. And if my kids hear this interview right now, they're going to be all over me.
Have another rabbit.
All over me. What is rabbit ownership like from your perspective?
Rabbit ownership is so much more fun than people realize. They have so much personality. And they're always doing little antics and being silly. And it's also a lot more responsibility than a lot of people realize. So you have to make sure they have a proper diet because they're an exotic species. So that means Timothy hay, a lot of it, and then vegetables and their pellets. They have to have space to run around. So we recommend a minimum of 4x4 pen. So it takes a lot of research to make sure that you're providing a proper good home for the rabbit and conditions.
I am sure that people listening who have not owned a rabbit like Tom Ackerman when he was a child hear the word exotic and would never put exotic in the same sentence as rabbit.
It's very true. You just don't think about it. But even veterinary school, they don't cover a lot about rabbit care. So you have to find a special vet that actually knows about rabbits and has extended education about their care. So yeah, there's a lot more that goes into it than you would realize when you first get a rabbit.
How long do rabbits live, Rachel?
They usually live about 8 to 12 years. It depends, but yeah, that's the typical.
And you mentioned antics. What kind of antics will I see from a rabbit?
They like to dig, and if you give them baby toys or chew toys, they'll throw them around, and they're just always doing something funny, like hopping up somewhere they're not supposed to be, or they're kind of like toddlers in a way.
Oh, I don't. Do I need another toddler?
Pretty fun. No, we
did Bugs do that?
We stick Bugs out of the pen. He loved his pen, you know. We had like cedar chips underneath, right, so that he could go in there. But it was when we took him out, he was entertaining for sure, and had to get kind of used to those surroundings. He was scared at first. You see that too. You got to sort of warm him up to the surround. How often would you take him out of the pen and let him play?
So rabbits are very timid in nature. When they're not used to their surroundings, they'll put their ears forward. They'll kind of crouch down, be scared. So we recommend that when they're in their 4x4 pen, you want to get them a couple of hours of free roam time, let them out, just get some exercise, play with them, mental stimulation, you know, give them lots of toys and everything. And they get more and more used to it as you let them out more and they know their territory.
I was told that you can potty train a rabbit.
It's true, believe it or not. They're like cats, and you can get like the equine pine pellet litter or paper litter, and then it takes a little while, but you just like, you know, put it, anytime they have an accident, put it in the litter box, put a paper towel with the urine on it in there, and they learn. They learn quickly.
I can't remember how far we got on potty training with Bugs, but I know we did pretty well. The thing was, like, we had a cat, we had a dog, and we had a rabbit, and they
And they all got along.
Yeah. They didn't bother each other. Do you see that also?
It really depends. If your dog and cats grew up with rabbits, they'll have a lot better chance of doing well. And then a lot of times we see our adopters, though, like their cats and dogs will be nervous about it and they become best friends.
Hmm.
You just have to do the slow intro and make sure everybody's comfortable.
Oh, yeah. Why are there so many dumped rabbits now? And how do you guys help?
So unfortunately, rabbits breed really quickly. We have a lot of rabbit breeders out there, and people will get them for Easter, whatever, for their children, realize they're a lot more care than they thought. So they'll dump them or try to find a rescue. And unfortunately, we take as many as we possibly can, but we can only take the critical cases because we just don't have enough space. So that's where we ask, you know, for fosters, donations, anything you can do to help open up spaces to bring in more rabbits so that we can provide more homes and good spaces.
I was going to ask you, we have, Rachel, an animal-loving audience. I know that, listening right now. So what can people do to help? You talked about fostering, donations. Specifically, how do they go about that?
So if you go to dollysdreamhome.org, you can find a lot of information about how you can apply to foster. You can take our free virtual education course. No pressure there. You can just take it if you want anytime. We ask that you help spread the word about proper rabbit education. And you can also donate. Any small amount helps. Join our transport team. We have a lot of different needs for setting up for events, or you have a lot of different options that anything helps.
We had a story a couple of days ago. Well, not a couple of days, because today's only Tuesday, that cats don't like to be held. Don't like to be picked up necessarily. Do rabbits like to be cuddled, and do they scratch? Do they bite? I've never held a rabbit.
So it depends. Every rabbit is very different. Mm-hmm. But they in general don't like being picked up because they're prey animals and it scares them. If you do pick them up, what you want to do is put a hand under their back end to support their spine because they are fragile. And then we recommend, you know, pet them on the floor. Just try to pick them up the least amount possible. And yes, to answer your question, they will scratch and sometimes bite if they're scared. But again, they'll get more used to you as they know you and realize you're not going to hurt them.
I'm friendly.
Bugs never bit, not once. However, if you held him too long, he would squirm just for a second. He'd let you know. And if you did not let him go within those 5 seconds, you're going to get scratched because they're strong.
They are. Those back feet kick hard.
Yeah. But they are cute, and he was great. I have fond memories of Bugs.
We can tell.
And the tradition continues at our house now with our kids. We have exotic pets still. So we have two rescue dogs that are amazing. But we have two tortoises.
Wow.
We take care of them every day. So, yeah, the tradition continues at our place, Carol.
Tell me what, before we let you go, what Dolly's dream home, who's Dolly?
So Dolly, Katie is who runs the rabbit rescue, mm-hmm. and Dolly is her rabbit. That's kind of, I think that was the first rabbit she got early on when the rescue started, and she was in bad shape, and Katie takes great care of her now. She's kind of like the face of the rescue, and she's a character too, one of the more sassy rabbits.
Sassy rabbit. That's who I'll be for Halloween.
That'd be a
good
one.
Cats and dogs get all the headlines. Let's give rabbits their due. We just did on KMOX.
Rachel, what's the website?
It's dollysdreamhome.org.
Okay.
Appreciate the time, Rachel. Rachel Crisafulli with Dolly's Dream Home Rabbit Rescue.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.